Welcome to Viz City, KLCC's Visual Arts Program. I'm Terry Way. Sitting in again this week for Sandy Brown Jensen is John Rose. Hi, John.
Hi, Terry.
Well, today we're going over on Broadway and looking at the New Zone show. I call it the People's Show. John, what's the official?
Salon du Peuple.
Okay.
Room of the People.
This one was originally in response to the Mayor's Show. It used to be the Refuse show. So if you got refused from the Mayor's show, everything changed about 3 years ago. Formats changed. Now it's you don't have to get refused from anywhere. You just bring it in. There are about, I think, 258 pieces. Like I said, this is the third year it's in the New Zone. I think there's something for everyone in this show. It's all over the place. What'd you see you liked?
Well, I remember just entering. There's a distant piece by Robert Minicucci, which are illuminated glass pieces, so that's very attractive all the way in the back. Might head that way.
Okay.
Or on the wall, there's the giant kind of collection of rat traps.
Yes.
And then there's
right, almost in the front door there.
Then there's the magic Casey Serling Seer by Steve Lericchia. So, yeah, something for everybody there.
Something for everybody. Yeah, that one, Steve Lericchia is known for his incredible kind of steampunk creations, and this one, they just keep getting better and better. They're like large jewelry or something.
He's good, inventive.
Yeah. When he's there, he also makes it work, and I guess it tells your fortune is what I hear.
That's right.
I haven't seen it yet.
There's all the different media. I mean,
right.
Take your pick.
Right.
Wood carving,
right.
Felting.
Well, a couple I wandered around first, did the overview, and I kept seeing some really nice photographs of Italy. Domo Gostina and a canal shot. And then I realized, oh, they're all by the same photographer. I think there are three of them. Dan Welton. They're really nice colors. They have a real softness about them. I mean, the subject matter's nice. The photo, what he captured, the way he did it, they look really nice.
That's some sophisticated work there. What I was reflecting about the show is those may have been, you figure they're digital files.
Right.
But you're in a room where people are doing artwork for
right.
the most part.
Right.
And you're away from the screen and you're with people who are just expressing themselves however.
Well, and it's all over the place, like I said. There's one that I really had to enjoy, Robert Steinhilber, and it's called The Devil Blows, and it's a cartoon, but it's a wonderful cartoon. It's a giclée, and I think it's a cat blowing some little horns, and there's a camel in the foreground, and they're having a real good time. And it's unusual, I think, to see a cartoon rendering like this, which I consider that artwork too. But I really enjoyed looking at that one.
Something similar, I laughed at one called Serial Killers. Serial, C-E-R-E-A-L.
Yes.
It had serial characters. Somebody else viewing the same piece while I was there was put off by it. So, you know,
right.
this is what you want in
well,
a
you,
show like
yeah,
this.
Yeah, you bring your own baggage in.
It can be edgy.
Right. One that I liked for technical just beauty is Joanne Ciron. It's called Red Floral Vase, and it's a freestanding glass piece that's been fused and slumped and all kinds of technical stuff. But the overall is, it was just a very, very nice piece to look at.
Kathy Suter, who has a piece in the Mayor's show, fairly refined piece, I thought, has three a lot more expressive pieces in this show.
Yep, something for everyone. This is the People's Show at New Zone. That's at 164 West Broadway. It closes on October 5th. This has been Viz City. I'm Terry Way.
I'm John Rose.